Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When news broke of the brutal quadruple homicide in Moscow, Idaho, in November of 2022, the country collectively recoiled in horror. Four bright, young University of Idaho students, Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, were slaughtered in their sleep in what appeared to be a cold, calculated attack. For weeks, there was no suspect, no weapon, no known motive, just blood, grief. A lot of questions. Then came Brian Koberger, a criminology PhD student arrested in Pennsylvania and charged with the murders. His background stunned people. A man studying criminal minds had become the prime suspect in one of the most savage murders in recent American memory. And the details trickled out. A disturbing theory started to emerge. Was Brian Koberger driven by the same misogynistic resentment that's defined incel-motivated killers like Elliot Roger and Alec Minnison? We don't know for sure, but what we do know suggests it as a very real, chilling possibility. The murders took place in the early morning hours of November 13th, 2022. The victims, Madison, Kaylee, and Zana, shared a house just off campus. Zana's boyfriend, Ethan, had stayed over that night. All four were found stabbed to death in their bedrooms. There was no sign of sexual assault, no theft, just extreme close-up violence. Police found a K-bar knife sheath at the scene, later matched via DNA to Brian Koberger. Cell phone data placed him near the house a dozen times before the murders, usually late at night. The implication? He was stalking them. Even before Koberger's arrest, behavioral analysis and true crime observers speculated that the attack could be rooted in incel ideology. We've talked about it here on this show. Former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendeffer commented that the brutality and target profile, young, attractive women, suggested an offender with a deep rage towards women right here on this show. They're known as incels, she said. The theory wasn't pulled from thin air. The incel community has a track record, isolated men fixated on beautiful women. They believe they can't have, and increasingly get angry about it. When Koberger was identified as a suspect, those suspicions intensified. And once you start looking into his life, it's hard not to see the incel-shaped puzzle pieces falling into place. According to a People magazine report, Koberger had messaged one of the female victims, reportedly Madison Mogan, on Instagram weeks before the murders. That's the allegation. She never responded, allegedly. The allegation goes on that he messaged her again, and still nothing. To most women, this is just routine digital noise, a guy sending harmless, if unwelcome, messages. But to someone like Koberger, who reportedly had a long history of rejection and humiliation from women, it may have felt like a trigger, a reminder that no matter how smart he was, how much weight he'd lost, or how much he tried to change, he was still the invisible creep he's always been. Rather than look inside and maybe figure out, hey, maybe it's me, we should act a little different. We should learn to act a little different. He became the victim. Incel forums are filled with this kind of narrative. I messaged her. She ignored me. She deserves what she gets. It's the seed of a warped worldview where rejection equals injustice, and injustice demands payback. Former classmates describe Koberger as awkward, intense, and angry. In middle school, he had a crush on a popular girl, allegedly, who firmly rejected him. He was reportedly overweight, bullied, and socially ostracized. Eventually, he lost over 100 pounds, supposedly in an effort to attract women. But according to peers, it did not help his personality. In fact, some said it made him more aggressive. Female classmates recalled that he didn't take no well. One woman said Koberger would repeatedly message or follow women even after they made it clear they weren't interested. This persistent, entitled behavior is textbook incel. Rejection wasn't just disappointing. It was a personal affront. By college, Koberger had developed a heroin addiction and posted online about feeling like a sack of meat with no self-worth. That particular phrasing, objectifying, self-loathing, desensitized, matches the kind of language found on incel boards, where users talk about themselves as soulless bodies cursed by bad genetics. Meanwhile, at Washington State University, where Koberger was a PhD student and teaching assistant, as a teaching assistant, I'm saying this in the wrong tense several times over. Let me try that again. At Washington State University, where Koberger was a PhD student and teaching assistant. There we go. Several female classmates complained about his behavior. He reportedly made women uncomfortable in class, often dismissing their contributions or acting condescending. One student said Koberger followed her to her car late at night. Another described him as arrogant and socially unaware. He was eventually fired from his teaching assistant position due to behavior issues and reports of inappropriate conduct like that. And then there's the infamous Tinder date that we've heard about. A woman who met Koberger in 2015 described him as creepy, noting that he kept trying to touch her despite her discomfort. After the date, he messaged her to say she had good birthing hips. Let that one sit for a moment. Birthing hips. On a first date. Usually save that to like the second or third, don't you guys? Or never? That's not just socially awkward. That's a sign of someone who views women in terms of their reproductive utility. And very much in that sort of thought process, reproductive utility, not nice ass, something like that, reproductive utility. That's incel language, the kind found on forums where women are reduced to wombs with Wi-Fi. One of the most bizarre but intriguing angles of this case involves an online user named Papa Roger. This person was active in a Facebook group discussing the Idaho murders and made oddly specific, sometimes eerily accurate comments, like predicting that police had found a knife sheath at the scene before it was even known. After Koberger's arrest, some users began to suspect he may have been behind the alias because the picture also looked just like him. It's never been confirmed yet, but here's the kicker. The name Roger could be a reference to Elliot Roger, the mass killer, incel, often referred to as Saint Elliot in those circles. If Koberger chose that name intentionally, it suggests more than awareness of incel culture. It implies identification. So let's line it up. Elliot Roger, Alec Minnison, Scott Borelli, all incels, all socially isolated, all fixated on women, all left behind manifestos or digital trails revealing a worldview of entitlement, rage, dehumanization of women. Now look at Koberger. He was isolated, rejected, obsessed with crime, seemingly unable to form lasting relationships with women. He followed his victim's house multiple times before the murders, sent ignored messages, and allegedly stalked. One victim, Ethan Chapin, was male, but he was also the boyfriend of Zana Kernodle, possibly collateral, possibly seen as a Chad. Is it definitive? No, but it's hauntingly familiar. Now, let's be careful. Koberger has not confessed to being an incel. He has obviously confessed to the crimes, but we don't know if he's an incel, at least not from his words yet. No manifesto has surfaced. He hasn't been charged with a hate crime, meaning it would be linked to being an incel. These were first-degree murder charges. It's important to separate strong theories from proven facts. But even without a smoking gun, the circumstantial evidence, his background, behavior, language, victim selection, makes the incel motive theory more than a stretch. It's plausible and extremely likely. And that extreme likeliness should make us think. What did the incel theory, or why did the incel theory catch fire so quickly? Well, partially because it made sense to some, but also because it tapped into something bigger, the modern fear of unprovoked misogynistic violence. The Idaho case didn't just terrify people because of its brutality, it terrified people because it felt targeted, premeditated, engendered. And for many people, and especially women, echoed a lifetime of being watched, followed, messaged, dismissed, and harassed. These people were out there, and now they had community. The threat was familiar. The escalation was what made it news. Journalist Nancy Jo Sales wrote that an incel might look at the social media pages of girls like Kaylee or Madison and see a world he believes he'll never access. Smiles, parties, boyfriends. The beautiful blonde sorority girl archetype becomes a symbol of everything he feels denied. In this case, or if this case does have incel undertones, it adds urgency to the conversation around misogynistic extremism. We've seen the pattern too many times. Men who feel rejected, who marinate in online toxicity and then decide to punish the world for not loving them. What can be done? Early education on healthy masculinity, real conversations about rejection, entitlement, and empathy, better mental health outreach for socially isolated men, and platforms that take misogynistic radicalization as seriously as they take political extremism. Law enforcement is starting to catch on. Behavioral threat assessments now often include misogynistic ideology as a factor. But there's a lot more to be done, especially in understanding how quickly loneliness can curdle into hate, especially today. Whether or not Brian Koberger turns out to be an incel in the traditional sense, his story fits disturbingly well into the pattern. If it looks like an incel, acts like an incel, and allegedly kills like one, he's an incel. The conversation is worth having. And the incel crisis isn't just about sex. It's about entitlement. It's about loneliness weaponized. And in its most violent form becomes terror. Quiet, calculated, and devastating. The challenge isn't just to stop the next attack. It's to intervene before the next Koberger, the next Roger, the next Minnison ever decides violence is an answer to rejection. Because the first step towards prevention isn't reaction. It's recognition. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not there already, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will find us right there. Be sure to press subscribe on every platform or any platform you're listening to us on as well, so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many cases we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.